This is GRI News. I'm Paul James. It's been announced that a special envoy of Chinese top leader Xi Jinping will visit North Korea. Song Tao, who's in charge of international affairs of the Communist Party of China, will brief North Korea about the CPC National Congress this past month. He will also pay an official visit to the country. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte promising to keep bilateral ties on track. Li Keqiang has made the pledge as part of his official visit to the Philippines, which is underway after wrapping up this week's sessions with ASEAN. The two leaders overseeing the signing of 14 cooperation agreements covering infrastructure financing, bond issues, drug rehabilitation, climate change, intellectual property protection, and industrial capacity cooperation. Li Keqiang also announcing a grant of 150 million yuan or some 23 million U.S. dollars to assist in the reconstruction of war-torn Marawi in the southern Philippines. Li Keqiang, the first Chinese premier to pay an official visit to the Philippines in a decade. New stats show non-financial outbound direct investment from China has fallen nearly 41% year-on-year through the first 10 months. Authorities are attributing the sharp downturn to steps the authorities have been taking to crack down on irrational investment overseas. Stats from the Ministry of Commerce show Chinese investors spent around 86 billion U.S. dollars in some 5,400 companies throughout the world. Investment in the first 10 months has gone mainly into leasing and commercial services, manufacturing, wholesale and retail, and information technology sectors. No new projects have been reported in overseas properties, sports, or entertainment. China's banking regulator has released a new set of rules for the country's three policy banks, featuring new capital controls. The China Development Bank, the Export-Import Bank of China, and the Agricultural Development Bank of China are now going to be subject to specific controls which they have previously not been under. Since their establishment in 1994, the three banks have basically followed the same rules as commercial banks. China's Ministry of Finance has extended a duty-free policy for technology imports. The move continues an exemption of tariffs and value-added taxes for purchases of major technological equipment from abroad this year. Around 2.3 billion yuan, or nearly 350 million U.S. dollars, expected to be saved by Chinese importers. Imports of core parts for major technology equipment began getting an import tax break 8 years ago. 18 people are dead and 21 others hurt, many of them seriously, following a massive pileup on an expressway in Anhui. Authorities say over 30 vehicles were involved in the crash on Wednesday morning on an expressway in the city of Fuyang. Several vehicles catching fire after the crash, taking firefighters around 2 hours to bring the blaze under control. Officials are suggesting fog, or more specifically smog, is a contributing factor to the crash. The death toll from Sunday's powerful earthquake along the Iran-Iraq border has now risen to 474 in Iran. New stats also show that Sunday evening's 7.3 magnitude quake has left around 9,000 others injured. Over 280 aftershocks have been registered since Sunday, ranging from 4.5 to 6.1 on the Richter scale. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, who's been touring the epicenter area, says the central government in Tehran is making provisions to rebuild an estimated 30,000 homes in parts of western Iran. The African Union calling for a resolution to the current political impasse in Zimbabwe in line with that country's constitution. The AU says it is closely monitoring developments in Zimbabwe after the military seized power from the government early Wednesday morning. The AU Commission says that it's expecting to work with the Southern African Development Community to ensure a peaceful resolution to the situation. South African President Jacob Zuma, also dispatching an envoy to Zimbabwe's capital Harare, told discussions with the military and Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who is reportedly under house arrest. Airbus has secured its biggest ever plane order with a U.S. private equity firm. The European jetmaker is set to sell 430 planes, including its A320neo and A321neo, to Indigo Partners for nearly 50 billion U.S. dollars. The A320neo and the A321neo are twin-engine, single-aisle aircraft popular among short-haul airlines due to their low fuel consumption. Indigo Partners currently connected with four budget carriers in the U.S., Mexico, Hungary, and Chile. Meantime, Airbus's main rival Boeing reaching a $27 billion U.S. dollar agreement with low-cost carrier Fly Dubai for 175 of its 737 MAX 10 jets. Deals have been signed at the ongoing Dubai Air Show. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.